I like my beat down low, down low, down low. I like it, I like it, I like it. I let my top lip back, lip back, lip back, lip back, lip back. Pick up trouble, homie. If you like your beat down low, hit your top lip back. You see me ride 24 with the chopper on the back. You like the Kenwood high and your top lip back. With your window pimp high and your window tip black. I like your beat down. Hello, hello, hello. That's how Three Stooges used to say hello sometimes when I watched that shit as a kid. And that shit, when I was a kid, which was 40 years ago, that shit was already 40 years old. Probably like 50 years old, I don't know. But that's some good shit, man. Some good old TV watching. The Three Stooges. Nyah, 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 nyah. Larry Cole, Larry Moe, and Curly. Me and my brother used to watch that shit and giggle our ass off. Not understanding some of that adult humor. That's a good thing about art and humor, right? You can sneak some adult humor into the kids show for the adults watching the kids show with the kids. Known that for years. Looney Tunes do that. SpongeBob did that. That's called good brainwashing right there. Yo, what's happening, y'all? It's March 19th. Beware the Ides of March. So said Cassius to Caesar in the play Julius Caesar. Beware the Ides of March. Giving the middle of March a bad name. Mercury must have been in retrograde that year, Caesar. Yeah, 19th, 2024 of our Lord. People don't say that no more.
The year is 2024. The year of our Lord. Saints, if you will, turn to the first chapter of Fuck This Shit in your Bibles.
Oh, man. You know, I'm feeling pretty good. How about y'all? Y'all feel great? You feel good? I feel great. Sunday, I had health issues. Unlike I've ever faced before. I apologize for getting graphic, but this is what happened to your boy. I don't know what I ate. I don't know if I didn't hydrate enough, but Sunday around 4, I got that feeling that not a familiar, not familiar to yourself, a familiar feeling, a feeling that's not unfamiliar to yourselves, that feeling you get when you're like, I got to take a shit. So I did what any civilized individual would do when he has to take a poop. I went to the bathroom, man. That's the only room in the apartment that is allowed. You're allowed to poop freely. But for the first time in my life, I couldn't get this shit out. Oh, it was massive. And dude, I was in such pain. I was like, God, please deliver me from this evil. Yo, I couldn't pass. I didn't know what to do. I bought me a cigarette smoke. I drank coffee. I was like, this usually gets me going.
2 hours later,
I finally passed that shit, dude, and I went straight to church and fell on my knees. And I said, Lord, Lord, I don't think you heard me. I said, Lord, thank you for that deliverance. Dude. And some people go through that shit for a week. Oh, man. I feel great now. I feel better.
I feel better.
I got a newfound sympathy for all them bottoms out there. I'm like, yo, is this what a bottom feels like after a fun Saturday night? Pass. Keep all that shit out my ass, nigga. Doo-doo hurt me, and that's what it was made for. All right, but let's not get into any political conversations. I don't want the alphabet community mad at me. I'd rather enjoy them. They contribute to society. Did you know that gay people are the number one frolickers in this country? No one frolics as much as the gays. And we need frolicking, man. You don't know what frolicking is? It's to carefree, whimsically skip down the street. La 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 la. The sad group that frolics the most is rich white women. No, I don't want no smoke. with the rainbow folk.
Smoke with the rainbow folk.
My state, North Carolina, just passed some legislation. They got smoke with the rainbow folk. The state I was born in had the fucking nerve to write legislation against giving kids hormones to change their gender. Like, what kind of protect children shit is that? And then they passed another bill. What's the other bill? I think it was to keep trans women out of women's bathrooms, and then something else. And it's called the anti-gay bill, but I don't know. These kind of things make sense to me.
But there you are, Derek, being a right winger again.
Right winger? Is that bad? Because when I played basketball in high school, I went to my right most of the time. Excuse me, I didn't mean to do that. But like, yo, that's not hate legislation. That's like, you know, people in the community decided they wanted to do that. So it's, you know, it's on them. The Democratic governor down in North Carolina tried to veto that shit.
Which means this nigga won't be governor next time around.
Maybe. That's a good balance, though. I do think that shit need to be mixed up. I don't think any state should be completely controlled by the Democrats or the Republicans. We need some balance because both of them sides be fucking dumb sometimes.
One side more than the other recently.
How you gonna do that shit? Why can't North Carolina be like Planet Fitness? Now, Planet Fitness said, yo, we sticking to our decision to let males into the female locker rooms in our gyms. Which is, you know, it's their business. It's their right to do what the fuck they want to do. Will business suffer, or we have a lot of successful How I Met Your Mother stories that start in the Planet Fitness locker room?
Yeah, man. Son, let me tell you how I met your mother. I have just worked out on my pectorals. Because what a lot of men don't understand, that the chest for men is like titties for women when you're attracting the opposite sex. So I was in there doing my bench press, and I came in, I seen this beautiful ass bent all over. Bent over to the front, touched the toes. And the knees won't even bend. And I was like, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
You ever do that? You see a big booty, start singing. Shit happens a lot. It's about to be booty season in New York. It's getting warm. And then all them asses are freed from their winter coats. Which usually goes past the waist, and you have to guess about how the booty looks. But then it gets warm, it's just thong season. Thong, 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 thong.
Yeah, but every now and then, sometime I see a big booty and it makes me sing.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new life.
Bam, 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 bam. That sounds like a girl with a big old booty walking, with hip swinging. Bam, 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 bam. My roommates hanging out last night. We watched some old school rap videos. We watched Big Pimpin'. And I found it quite refreshing to see a video full of video hoes with all natural booties.
Alas, this is what natural woman looks like. You make me feel.
Let go, natural.
Ooh, baby, what you done to me? Danny. You made me so wet inside, ooh.
I don't even know if that's the lyrics. Yeah, so I'm still on this politics shit, by the way. It's an election year, it's huge. Everybody should be paying attention. No, seriously, though, it is kind of, in my opinion, it's important to pay attention to, because this is, I don't know, man. It's all those chips on the table, man. They just go do some crazy shit. And like, you know, of course you got Trump, so it's never uninterested. Yo, I've never seen a political figure like him as
like, I guess Obama was polarizing like him, but the thing Obama had, it's like Obama had a better relationship with the media, so the media wouldn't pile on, other than Fox News, you know, because Fox News got to do it when you got a black president. There's a Democrat. But, like, dude, but like the media be piling on Trump. And the latest shit is, like, this weekend he was in Ohio. Ohio used to be, like, a fucking manufacturing stalwart of this country before big business sold us out. They sent them jobs overseas. So now all them niggas is just on fentanyl. Oxycodone. Nah, I'm kidding. Yeah, well, you know, they do have a big problem with that shit. But he was there. He was doing his rally. You know how he is, you know. All fat, bloated looking, and, you know, like, just looking presidential. And talking his shit, you know. And he was talking about, apparently, China wants to build some car manufacturing plants in Mexico and then sell them in the U.S. It's like, they're not going to do it. And if I'm, when I'm elected president, I'll put 100% tariff on them. Tariff, it means they got to pay more. And he's like, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. And when I tell you these niggas took that bloodbath quote and like, yo, he said it's going to be a civil war. This guy's crazy. He's out of control. Did you see January 6th? They ran with that shit, trying to scare people. And I'm like, this nigga was literally talking about cars. But one faith I have in this country is like, I do believe, you know, most people, just regular people, they're smart, they're intelligent, they know when they're getting fucked over, right? They know when they're being bullshitted. Hopefully, enough people are paying attention to see they're getting bullshitted. But them niggas was like, yo, going crazy with the word bloodbath, and the internet is so great, it had this one guy talking about bloodbath. He's like, that only means one thing. And then they show this nigga saying bloodbath in a bunch of other context. Context is important, people. Don't lose the fact that context is the most important thing, especially in this day and age of lies, and more lies. Because you got to understand what, like, okay, I can say some shit like, fuck that bitch. And then you might be thinking I'm talking about you, and I don't even think you're a bitch at all. But then the entire sentence would be like, man, I can't stand the way that Oprah used the black community to blow herself up and then just turn her back on us, man. Fuck that bitch. Like, oh, Derek hates Oprah, not me. Patrice O'Neal taught me that shit, yo. I think he was on Opie and Anthony. He was talking about, it's like, what I'm really afraid of right now is people are losing the importance of context. You can't run with a headline, nigga. You gotta understand what that headline's talking about. Right? You know what I'm saying? Now, if I told you, look, man, I fucked my wife's sister, that sounds horrible. But if I tell you, yeah, my wife got pregnant by my former best friend, so I fucked a sister. You're like, oh, retribution, revenge. See, it's not that bad in that context. Oh, man, but they want you to have as little information as possible so they can trick your ass into giving Joe Biden 4 more years. Zombie of a man. Yeah. Going a whole week without seeing. Oh, shit, speaking of presidents. There's a video clip online of Obama walking into 10th Street Abbey, which is apparently where the prime minister of the UK stays. I'm like, I thought this nigga was retired. I thought he was a movie producer. Look, as you can see, Joe is dead. Joe's dead, so I came here to talk to you guys about this nefarious shit we got to do. In world politics, apparently France has ordered 2,000 troops to go to the Ukraine. Oh my God, it's beginning. Where do you want to get brunch when World War III starts? Oh, I know a lovely place in Gramercy, okay? Gramercy is a neighborhood in New York, if you don't know. But it's very, very posh. Kind of posh. Is that shit going down? I'll tell you one thing. World War III starts tomorrow. I'm packing my bags to go back down south tomorrow. Because I'm pretty sure if the shit hits the fan, they'll think about bombing New York before they bomb Raleigh, North Carolina. Let's take care of Raleigh. No, let's do New York first. All right, New York. It's crazy. I don't know how much of this shit to believe, man. Because, like, they say tensions are escalating with China. And America might go to war with China over Taiwan. But my thought process behind that is, like, don't all our shit get made in China? We got a great business deal with them. Those are our friends. We let them fly their balloons over the country. This shit's better than hip-hop beef. But like Bob said, don't let them fool ya. Oh, no. Or even try to school ya. Don't let it. But, you know, you need, make sure, I want to say this, and I mean this shit. Make sure you inject some positivity in your life. Most of us spend a lot of time on our phones. But that phone's just a machine. It's an algorithm. So what you need to do is adjust your algorithm for a little bit of positivity. You know what I did? I followed hashtag puppies on Instagram. I know you're like, oh, that's sweet, Derek. Don't get it twisted. I'm a gangster. Nah, but like just puppies, just, you know, that little doofy running around makes me smile. So I'm like, look, I'll put this in here to balance with all the conspiracy theory shit and my algorithm, with the balance with my politics, sport, and my algorithm, and a little bit of sports too. Shit to make me smile. Because I don't know if you know this, but when you're smiling, thank you, the whole world smiles with you. That would be a great gig for me, man. Remember old school casino cats used to just sing at MGM Grand or something. They comp them all kinds of shit. They make money, then they go out and sing half drunk off the whiskey or the bourbon. Little glass of bourbon, little cigarette in their mouth. I'd like to thank everyone for coming this evening. And as I was flying into the airport today, I seen an old lady and she smiled at me. And my first thought was like, this old bitch wants to fuck. But then I realized it's nothing, has to be nothing sexual about that. You know, she's just spreading smiles. And I thought to myself, why does she smell spread smiles? And then this song came to me. They always got to clear their vote. Voice, right? Get all the cocaine, the hooker, and the whiskey out of that voice. When you're smiling. Thank you. And they say thank you even if no one claps. The whole world smiles with you when you're laughing. Thank you. Them niggas are out of style now. They don't happen no more. You got Usher down there in Vegas. Speaking of Vegas, Bruno Mars allegedly owes $50 million in gambling debts to the MGM. How? How, yo? With the $50 million? That shit. Now, if you Elon Musk, you can shake that shit off like it's $5. But I'm guessing Bruno Mars is hurting behind that shit. This nigga gonna have to... You know how they make the joke like, yeah, if you don't have money to pay your bill at a restaurant, you gotta wash the dishes. This nigga gonna have to start singing at MGM Grand for free. You probably call Anderson Paak, said, hey, Anderson, you gotta dust off that wig, nigga. We need to go back on tour. This bitch got me pinning her in, bombing on her neck, bombing on her wrist. And here I am all alone. I'm so cold. That's interesting. Let's analyze those lyrics. Shit, what's my phone? I was going to look them motherfuckers up. All right. I have found my device. Let's look up that song. What's the name? Is it Smoking Out the Window? Is that the name of that shit? Smoking Out the Window. Not Smoking Robinson, nigga. There we go. Smoking Out the Window, yeah. Wait a minute. I can't play the whole thing. They're trying to make me pay for this shit. And then I would laugh like, thank you guys for thinking I can afford to do this shit. Must have been $35,000, $45,000 up in Tiffany's. Got a badass kids running around like the warrior black and got the key. Can't believe it. All right, here's the news. This bitch got me paying her rent, paying for trips, diamonds on her neck, diamond on her wrist. And here I am all alone. I'm alone. I'm so cold. Now, I interpret those lyrics as you're spending everything on her. and she's still leaving you all alone. So my mind says, my old 1990s thinking mind says, nigga, you the bitch. You the bitch. Spend all that shit and you ain't get no cheeks? And she gone? And what you gonna do when she come back and your dick don't fit? Cry in the bathroom because you a bitch-ass nigga.
I can't believe my dick doesn't fit anymore. You love me, Katie.
Katie has some big old titties. If you know, you know where that's from. But 50 million. What's the thought process behind the casino where they let him run up that tab? Like, yeah, Bruno Mars. Clear some room for concerts in June. Gonna put this little Filipino nigga to work. And then this bitch is gonna be MGM. This bitch got me doing shows night after night, and they don't pay me nothing. Here I am all alone. Hey, I'm so cold. Got me smoking out the window. Oh, here's another thing, politically. Just popped in my mind. This nigga RFK Jr. put Aaron Rodgers on the short list to be his VP. What? Aaron Rodgers from MVP to VP. Now I was considering voting for this nigga because he don't seem all gung-ho about these wars. And he questions vaccines. I was like, yeah, he might be a good guy to vote for. But dude, football player as a VP is not going to get me on board. But this nigga's playing games. If you don't pick somebody that wears suits for a living instead of shoulder pads, what happens if he has to be somewhere on a Sunday afternoon? This nigga gonna show up in the jet uniform. And that tells the rest of the world we're losers. That's right, Jets fans. You're wasting your time with your football Sundays rooting for a team that is accursed.
Smoking on the window. Thinking how could she do this to me? I thought that she belongs to only me. But I was wrong. She belongs to everybody at the rodeo. Even the clown, even the rodeo clown tapped that ass.
And I stepped to that nigga. I was like, Bubbles, you fucking my bitch? And he was like, wah, wah. I'm like, nigga, stop squeezing your nose, nigga. Are you fucking my bitch? Ooga. I'm like, nigga, stop blowing the horn on your car clown, your clown car. Ooga.
All right, I think that's it, man. I got to take this or leave because my head is hurting.
No, it was not the bourbon. It's never the bourbon.
The feeling the bourbon gives you. It's like, yeah, have another one. I don't know if I should. I feel dehydrated. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a bitch.
And then you have some more bourbon. Bloodbath.
It's funny. All these people have a problem with him saying bloodbath, but they ain't got no problem with the bloodbath over in Gaza that we're funding. This has been another episode of the Book of DT. Thank you for listening.
I'll be back.